Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast with your homegirl, Jessie Mae. This week, you hear an exclusive, behind-the-scenes, candid interview with me and some radio guy from Sioux City. Buckle in, buckaroos.
How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't.
What's up, y'all? It's Jessie Mae Peluso, your girl. This is the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm coming to you live from Belleville, Kansas, wherever the fuck that is. I'm sure you're asking yourself, is that a place? Yes, it's a place. There's a lot of corn here. There's a lot of drinking and driving, maybe some incest, and some good, wholesome people as well. They're not all inbred. As I'm looking out my window in my Airbnb right now, first of all, I want to thank all the people who came out to the Sioux City show in Iowa at the Hard Rock Casino. This episode features an interview with me and one of the DJs who was nice enough to do an extended interview. We had quite a lovely conversation with one another, and I asked him to send me the unedited version because you guys don't get to hear me unless we're, you know, you're in the city I'm coming to perform at. You don't hear the morning press that I do. So this was with Eric Bishop, who is the morning host for Z98 in Sioux City, Iowa. And he sent me the file, and I thought you guys would enjoy listening to me chit-chat with him. But before we get to that, thank you for everybody who came out to those shows. Thank you for everybody who came out to Omaha, Nebraska. Funny Bone, big shout-out to that comedy club. What a wonderful comedy club. So well-run. Colleen, my girl, the owner. I always love working with the female who runs a joint and treats all of her comics equally and lovely. So that was a dope time. I am heading to, let's see, where am I performing for, where are we? What's the date today? The 29th of September? God, August? Who the fuck am I? I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Dr. Grin's for my birthday weekend, September 14th, 15th, and 16th. That's Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the BOB, the Bob, the big old building. And then for September 28th, 29th, and 30th, I'm going to be at the Sacramento Punchline in Sacramento, California, y'all. JessieMae.com for tickets. You can also go to the comedy club's websites, Punchline website. You can go to the Dr. Grin's website and get tickets there as well. I hope you guys come out and have some fun with me. I'm a hoot. Oh, here's my mom. I got to push her to voicemail. Hold on. Mom, I'm taping the podcast.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to say before I hang up with you?
I love you to the ends of the earth and to the moon and back.
That's really sweet. I thought you were going to say something sarcastic, but you got all emotional. Are you drinking some of that boxed wine?
Always. It's 8 o'clock.
Okay, so I'll call you after I'm done recording, okay?
Okay, bye. I love you.
Love you. I mean, it can't get much realer than that, folks. I am on my way back across the country. I was in Syracuse for about a month, even though I had to dip out a couple times to do shows. And I have begun my journey back from Syracuse to LA. It's a round trip, road trip with all three of my dogs. Last night, I stopped in beautiful Seneca Rocks, West Virginia, where I thought I definitely was going to have a train ran on me by a bunch of brothers who fuck each other. The West Virginia mountains in that area in Seneca Rocks, it's so beautiful. I highly recommend traveling, getting out of your comfort zone. It was so amazing there. And then last night, I was exhausted from driving. I had issues with the car, so I stopped in Mount Vernon. And then tonight I'm in Belleville, Kansas. And it's interesting driving through, you know, the Bible Belt, so to speak, of this country. I saw a billboard that said, there's a lot of Jesus signs on the highway, like legit billboards, enormous billboards that are like, get God or get gone. And one said, no God, no peace, N-O God, N-O peace. And the other one said, no God, no peace, K-N-A-O-W, no God, K-N-A-O-W, peace. And I was like, yeah, how about I smoke a piece though? I'll talk to Jesus then. My favorite billboard said, "You're going to die, and then you'll meet Jesus." And then it left a number. I can't even breathe. It said, "You're going to die, and then you'll meet Jesus," and a number. Like, is that the reservation hotline to talk to God after you die? Is that how it works? It's like 855 get God or some shit like that. Like, seriously, please, somebody find me the number. I'm going to have to Google it after this and call and be like, yo, God, can I get a reservation, a post-death meeting at about 9 p.m. at Le Pierre Marmont? I mean, where are we going to meet? I'm not meeting at the Pearly Gates. I want neutral territory. Okay, I'm not meeting at the Pearly Gates. You meet me in Cypress Hill. I'm not meeting you on your turf because you got too much power. I mean, you got power over all of us, but damn, your billboards are amazing. You're going to die. Talk to God. It was just great. The other one that I loved was an anti-marijuana billboard. People are spending money promoting Jesus and demoting marijuana. You know, it's such contradictory bullshit. And then there's all these billboards for strip clubs. It's literally like, you're going to die. Talk to God. Here's a titty bar. Also, don't smoke marijuana. It's very confusing. You can understand why people, you know, talk some shit about the Midwest. The billboards are just mixed messages, folks. They're like, don't smoke. Go see some titties. You're going to need God. You're going to die. There was a billboard that was anti-marijuana that said, it was just photos. It was a photo of like a pot leaf and then a kid and his brain's all confused. And then, so it was like a math equation. It said pot leaf plus an image of a kid with his brain confused equals depression. They literally were saying marijuana causes suicide and depression. And then there was a website, I think it was marijuanamath.org. And I haven't even checked it yet because I literally got to my Airbnb and I started a podcast. So I haven't even been able to look up this website. It's either mathmarijuana.org or marijuanamath.org. Please check it out. If you guys check it out, send me your thoughts on that. Send me your thoughts on God and let me know what that fucking website has in store for us, because that shit's ridiculous. It's just, it's propaganda bullshit. It's such a funny experience driving through the Bible Belt where all these billboards are promoting Jesus. And then there's also the strip clubs are like, fuck you, come and get titties. And they're like, also don't smoke marijuana. And the whole time I drove down the highway, I was high as fuck. I was high as hell laughing at these billboards. On one side, it's like Tito's Titty Bar, 1 mile ahead. And on the left, it was like, Jesus saves you. Repent. One said, love God, repent. That shit sounds real passive aggressive. I have to be honest. Oh, it is such a beautiful experience driving cross country. And I highly recommend it. If I don't have children, I don't have a husband or a boyfriend, and I have three dogs, and the open road has been my home for the past month. I mean, I was staying at Nancy's house, but hold on, I got to open this chocolate peanut butter porter that I picked up at a liquor store in Bellevue, Kansas. Hold on. That's right. You heard me right. Chocolate peanut butter porter, limited edition, Horny Goat Brewing Company. I'm not getting paid. This shit's delicious. It's legit. I don't care if they make it with chemicals. I'm one that lives a pure life and I try and eat organic as much as I can. But goddamn, this beer is delicious. I've been on the road for 12 hours. I deserve this shit. You must get out there. I've talked to every time I've stopped, I've talked to people. And America's filled with amazing, giving, loving, open, generous, funny, intelligent people from all walks of life. Today, this morning, I had breakfast at this place in St. Louis called the Goody Goody Diner. My breakfast cost $5. I got a coffee. I got a large stack of French toast and three scrambled eggs. $5. And the host, Sly, shout out to Sly at Goody Goody Diner. Him and I became best friends. He sang poetry. He was just rapping and singing and just, you know, telling me all these poems about life. And one, he had a poem about texting and driving. He had a poem about chasing your dreams. He had a poem about me getting rid of dead ass people in my life. You know, he's like, if they're making you drag your feet, you got to go to your phone and delete, delete, delete. And that's right. If a motherfucker's in your life and he's not lifting you up, delete his ass. Thank you, Sly, for the Slyisms at the Goody Goody Diner in St. Louis. Wonderful place. Highly recommended. And now I'm in Bellevue, Kansas, and I'm going to chill out with my dogs. We're at this great cabin on a lake. There's no Wi-Fi, so I hope this gets posted tonight. It's Tuesday. This interview was a lot of fun. It's totally candid. I had a call in. A lot of the times we go in when we do press for comedy club weekends. We go in, we'll land in a city like on a Wednesday, and we'll have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we have to do Thursday press. Sometimes Friday press as well. And it could be like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. But for the Sioux City gig, because I was home in Syracuse, they were nice enough to let me call in. And so it was just a 5-minute interview, but the interview lasted about 45 minutes or so, maybe about 45, because Eric and I kept bullshitting. He was a great interviewer and we had a fun time. And so from that 35, he edited the part that could go on air, which with me is like 37 seconds. Because I got Jesus in my veins. I speak just candidly, you know, I'm raw and real. So he had to cut it down to 5 minutes and I decided to put the full interview on the podcast this week. His name is Eric Bishop. He is the morning host for Z98 in Sioux City. You can find him on Twitter at Eric Bishop Rocks, his website, Z98rocks.com, and Z98 on iHeartRadio. What a great time talking to you, Eric. Thank you for sending me this tidbit interview. And thank you for admitting your love for Britney Spears, you creep. Gonna put you on the Stranger Danger channel. You guys live your truth, okay? Don't forget to live your truth. Listen to this interview. Have a great week. I love you, motherfuckers. And Sharp Tongue Podcast is going to the High Times Network. It's official. So I'm very excited. And any interviews, people you guys want me to talk to, I'm taking all suggestions. SharpTonguePodcast@gmail.com. Coming up next, interview with Eric Bishop from Z98 in Sioux City, Iowa. Live your truth, motherfuckers.
Guy's talented.
He is very good. Very buff as well. Kind of creepy. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. All right. You ready to roll?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Yeah, it's Sioux City's Best Rock, Z98. It's Eric Bishop here, Morning Adjustment. And how you doing today? We got a big show coming up tonight at the Hard Rock, 8 p.m. inside. Each and every week, you get a new comedian. And this week happens to be Jessie Mae Peluso. She happens to be on the Rock Line this morning. Good morning to you, Jessie. How you doing? Or is it Jessie Mae?
I was laughing because you have an amazing radio voice. Like, I don't want to break anybody's dreams, hopes and dreams about this radio show, but I just spoke to you before, and then we started everything right now, and your voice is so really special for
what did something flip there for you? I thought I was talking the same.
Yeah, you have your radio voice. You're like, hey, welcome in the morning.
Sorry. It's the Rock.
9:05 a.m. Really good. I'm trying to give you a compliment. That's all.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm not very good at taking them, but I'll take anything I can. Lots of smoking, lots of cigarettes is what does that? No, I'm just joking.
Oh,
cigarettes are bad, kids, anyway.
Listen in.
Well, you are going to be at the – is it Jessie Mae is the whole name, right? It's not just Jessie.
Perfect.
Okay.
Nailed
perfect.
It. All right. You sound good. You're smart.
You're from Syracuse. You don't really sound like you're from Syracuse, though.
I took years to get that out of my system. I'll tell you, if you want me to sound like Syracuse, I will turn it on right now. Gosh darn it. If you want to go shopping at the mall, it's a very nasal accent.
For some
that's
reason,
why I got rid of the accent.
Syracuse and Minnesota and North Dakota really all kind of sound the same, don't they?
Yeah,
you'll
like
fit in well here.
Wisconsin cheese hat, you know, Fargo, North Dakota.
That's right. Wisconsin fits in there as well. So people may recognize the name. They may recognize the face. Of course, we're on radio, so they can't see you, unfortunately. But you're on MTV's Girl Code. You've been on TBS's Deal With It, NBC's Last Call with Carson Daly, Chelsea Lately. The list goes on and on. Comedy Central at
midnight.
Working.
I mean, literally they go, can you do this? And I'm like, yes, I can. Yes. I'm in that Joan Rivers school of thought where we just don't say no to work. We just we take whatever we can get. Yeah, I've been on shows. Cops, home videos. I'm on my Snapchat channel. Like, it's just my face. I'm sick of seeing my own face.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That means you're all over the place there. Plus, you do a show.
I'm all over.
Weekly called Weeds Day. Are we still doing that show?
Doing Weeds Day. What's the marijuana situation here?
Well, I don't know. I assume it appeals to people who like weed first and foremost.
You know.
There's a lot of weed around here, but the problem is we're in the central time zone, and your show airs at 4:20 on Eastern time, but in central time zone, it airs at 3:20. So it's not really, really line up with the weed.
I'm going to have to cater to you guys next time. I'm going to have to do a central time zone. Do you guys celebrate 4:20 out here?
Every now and then we'll light one up for 4:20.
We'll blaze one up.
Absolutely.
We should go. Is there like a garage or an alley that we can go to and just blaze right now? I mean, let's just leave the show and everybody will understand.
Absolutely. You know, it's pretty much every other concert or maybe every other comedy show, somebody comes up to me and goes, hey, you want to go blaze one up? I'm like, what, a cigarette?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're talking about weed here. I'm like, okay.
Marijuana. Come on. Blaze it out.
See,
I enjoy it. You know, I like to do Weed Day. I like to advocate, and talk about a little bit of strains here and there. You know, I always tell people you got to approach it conservatively. It's not for everybody. I'm not up here smoking a whole blunt by myself. I'm just, you know, trying to educate a little bit while hanging on to my mental faculties, as my father calls them.
Now, I would assume on a show like that, are you a marijuana connoisseur, would you say?
I mean, of sorts. I do have a dispensary opening in L.A. We're under construction still. So I am still learning a lot, but I have learned a lot, and
so
that's
not
it.
A joke?
That's not a joke.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, my goal is to I just did a remix.
She just smoked right before she did this interview.
My goal is to smoke with Snoop Dogg. I mean, then I'll be done. Then I'll be good. I think I'll quit after that. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. I just want to, like, blaze out with them and have her make us hot dogs.
I feel like
Martha Stewart would be really good with making hot dogs delicious.
I think for people who don't even smoke, they would probably give it a shot for Snoop Dogg and or Martha Stewart. More Martha Stewart, I think, would be fun than Snoop Dogg. He's a pro at it. He might make you look like an idiot.
Yeah, he's so good at it, you can't keep up with him. And then Martha, she's probably more conservative with it. And then afterwards, she can make a souffle. Like, can you imagine post-high snacks with Martha Stewart?
Oh, some of the conversations you would have about prison, about what her life was like. Oh, that would be just insane.
And then she makes, like, a creme brulee. Get out of here. Are you kidding me? Like, I want to call her up right now and just be like, yo, can we make some mac and cheese bites and talk about prison?
There's something hardcore about smoking dope with, that's another word too. People like to call it dope around here for some reason. I don't know why. It makes it sound like it's so much more harsh. Oh, you do?
I do. I say dope. I say that's dope as an expression, but I always say dope. You know, my mom calls it grass. That's really cute. She's like, you in there smoking that grass? Yeah, Nancy. Go put on Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I'll be right out.
Absolutely. Better a little smoke and a little Crosby.
Oh, man, I got a little high, and I went to Target with my mom yesterday. We had a great time. We got lost. I lost her on purpose, and then I hid in a clothing rack for about 20 minutes and just watched her walk around looking for me. It was great. Who needs cable?
So is your mom pretty cool with you doing that, or is she wanted to tell you, hey, no, you should not do that. You need to focus on schooling or something.
No, she's cool with it. She's cool with it. You know, she's got lupus, so she's like, bring it on. Let me get rid of this pain somehow without severe side effects. So, you know, sometimes her and I will blaze up. She'll get some pain relief. I'll drive her nuts with impressions and, you know, just putting my finger in her face all the time. I literally just like to poke my finger in her face to make her annoyed. I think I'm still 5 years old. I think that's the problem.
That's what weed does to you. It makes you 5 years old. That's a perfect comparison.
It really does. It brings out that, like, childlike awe. And then you eat like a five-year-old. Like, literally, a couple weeks ago, I smoked a little, and then I made a banana and peanut butter sandwich, okay?
Oh,
and
the
then
Elvis.
I dipped it in crushed Frosted Flakes.
Wow. That is, like, the most stoner thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
I baked it.
You baked it. How long did this take for you to make? She's like, I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
2.5 hours to make this sandwich?
It took so long. I had to finally crush the Frosted Flakes.
Got them into a nice powder, snorted a little bit, and then sprinkled them on top of
God,
the sandwich.
Yeah, and then I just used it as a facial scrub afterwards. It's really exfoliating and delicious. Multi-uses of Frosted Flakes.
That sounds pretty damn good. I'm actually going to have to try that, but something tells me it won't taste as good unless you're high, so...
It's a high sandwich, and you have to use super soft bread, and you've got to put a little honey on the outside so the flakes stick.
So what, peanut butter, banana, crushed Frosted Flakes, you bake it, or you got to put a little honey on it.
You bake it, and then you thank me later. Yeah.
Now, what do you set the oven at? How long are you making this? 7 minutes?
I don't even remember. I think the oven's still on.
That's the other thing, too, is you have to worry about things that you've forgotten to do after you do that. It's like, oh, did I shut the oven off? Did I lock the door
tonight? It's so annoying. I'm not like Martha Stewart. I'm like Bertha Stewart. I'm like poor girl Martha Stewart. I'm like, let's make all kinds of toast. I'm a chef. Who wants different things on their toast? You know what's really delicious?
Toast.
Is like jam and like soft cheese, like a brie, and you toast that. Everything I make is toast.
Toast. I don't know. What are you eating? What are you eating tonight, Doug? Oh, probably something involving toast. It's most likely.
A lot of bread goes through that house. Jeez, Jessie May, she's going through another loaf.
Well, that's
a crisis or something.
Fantastic.
What's wrong with this girl?
You're making me hungry so early in the morning right now.
Well, you know what? Toast is a delicious breakfast after you have a little morning joint. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not, you know, condoning it, but I am. So there. So if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you.
I say to each their own.
Keeping it real.
Absolutely.
Living my truth.
Jessie Mae Peluso is on the Rock line right now. She's going to be at the Hard Rock tonight. We've talked about things that she likes to eat. Now let's talk about stand-up a little bit. I'll be honest.
Speaking of things I like to eat, I forgot to mention a John Hamm sandwich.
What the hell?
He is so delightful.
Oh, a John Hamm sandwich.
Oh, God, he's so hot. Who's your celebrity crush? Like, who's your person?
My celebrity crush? If I had to pick one, there's so many. Most celebrities
Kate
are good. They're good looking. Oh yeah, she's bright up there. See, that's the problem. When you got $1 billion, everybody looks good, and then like they
I
go
know.
To sleep and they wake
Make
up the
yourself.
Next morning, and you're like, oh yep. Hell no, there ain't no way. So they got to have lots of makeup on, lots of hair done, all that fun stuff. I would probably say
your natural beauty, like Hallie. Hallie's a natural beauty. She's
she
like
is.
50. I'm going to look 80 by the time I'm 50. She looks amazing. People are going to be like, are you okay, ma'am? You should get a walker. And I'm like, okay, I'm 41. Everybody calm down. Halle Berry is so beautiful.
You
have to pick one.
Something tells me Halle Berry doesn't eat toast all the time. So that might have something to do with it. So.
I just choked on my red wine. Is it bad that I'm drinking red wine this early?
Absolutely
not. Come
on
the show, guys. I'm a lot of fun.
I got a little Jack here, so we're all good. No, I'm just joking. Very early for red wine, but you're what, flying in from the East Coast, so you're good to go. You're hour ahead.
Come on, cut me some slack. You know, we're working comedian. We have to create inspirational moments in our life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, you do. I think if I had to pick one, man, it's so tough. I liked Rachel McAdams, but that was like 5 years ago, so I don't know if I've always been a Brittany Christina kind of guy. You know,
really?
I don't know who I would like, but I'd probably prefer both at the same time.
Britney Spears?
Britney, gorgeous. Even when she went crazy, she was still gorgeous.
Britney Spears.
Yes, absolutely.
Is your go-to celebrity? Not that I'm... Listen, I know there's a lot of Britney lovers out there. I'm not knocking it. Super talented. She's been in the biz since she was 8.
There's probably not anybody that likes this station that is a Britney fan, so I probably just outed myself, but go ahead.
That's very telling of you. It's very interesting. I don't know... I feel like...
I like Christina more, though, I think, if I was to, you know, if you had to pick one for the night, you know what I'm saying?
Kind of creepy.
I would probably
go with
Christina. She seems a little freakier. Brittany seems more...
I feel
more...
like I wouldn't be surprised if I found cat porn on your laptop right now after this revelation.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be too surprised either.
I hope you wouldn't be surprised to be on your laptop.
You got to pass the time somehow when you work in radio.
Brittany or Christina? Oh, my God. Those are probably... I feel like I'm talking to my gay best friend right now. It's like Brittany or Christina, bitch.
All right, I guess
that's great. I won't judge you.
No, if you're gonna judge me and make fun of me, then I'll go with somebody conservative like a Rachel McAdams then, because now you just
okay. I mean, you know, no, I want you to live your truth. Live your truth. You said Britney Spears.
She's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
You know what? It's old school values that really make up America. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
That you like Britney Spears? Good for you.
I had that Britney poster in my. Yeah, I'm going too far now. Going way too far. Anyway.
Don't incriminate yourself. Leave out the details.
All right, let's actually talk about your stand-up here instead of
women
that
I'd
like to do.
We've been on the phone for half an hour.
We're getting pretty close there.
I'm just kidding.
A lot of editing going into this interview.
That's good. That's good. Edit out my whole life.
It's going to keep it busy. It's all right.
Yeah.
I got nothing else going on, so I got time to edit. So. All right,
you got a lot going on. Like, you're going to be cyber-stalking Britney Spears and Googling crossroads. Why didn't Crossroads do good at the?
There's that scene at the beginning of Crossroads where...
Were you the only guy who went to go see Crossroads?
TBS used to play the hell out of it all the time. I'm just saying. Just saying. And there's that scene at the beginning, you know, right before Dan Aykroyd walks in the room and she's eating
really
cereal, dancing around in her underwear. Oh, I could watch that scene over and over.
Did you really watch it? I'm going to pee myself.
I have two sisters. Of course I've watched Crossroads.
You watched Crossroads?
That's one of the best stories of, what was it, three friends going across the country in search of their life goals.
You shut your mouth. you shut your mouth.
You didn't think I'd seen that shit, did you?
Oh, God. Well, you know, one thing I learned today is that you probably have, you know, animal remains in your backyard.
There's
and
one.
You know that I like toast. We're
That's
learning
two.
Things about each other.
That is two. Two things. So we're almost besties now. We're getting pretty damn close.
We're pretty much besties at this point. I mean, if I win tickets to a Britney Spears concert, I know who I'm calling.
Absolutely. I'll be first on that flight out there.
Front row. I'm going to put your hair in pigtails, too.
That'd be awesome. Get me a slutty little t-shirt to wear. That'll be fun.
With your navel, with your man navel hanging out.
And it just
there's
says,
nothing
I
more
love Britney.
Gross than a hairy man navel hanging out of a t-shirt.
No, there's
FYI.
Really not. I would agree with you, but as a woman, no hair at all. What are you, straight shaved chest kind of guy, shaved belly kind of girl?
No, I like hair just in the right places and with the right, you know, composition. Like, I'm all about the hairy navel if I can see the whole chest, but if it's peering out underneath your t-shirt while you're picking out lumber at Home Depot, it's a little disturbing.
What if
you know what I mean?
What if John Hamm has a hairy navel and he picks out
it's
lumber
fine.
At
it's totally
Home
fine.
Depot?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's 100% fine.
Okay.
Well, there's double standards in life, and people are just going to have to deal with that. 100% fine.
There's some
appetizing.
Things you can just
I'm
look
all of
past.
A sudden hungry.
Absolutely.
I just got hungry for bratwurst, and I don't know why. I need a sausage.
Oh, God. I think we need to just pause this and stop recording for a few minutes here.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing so hard.
Jessie Mae Peluso. She's on the Rock Line with us this morning. We're going to eventually talk about some of her comedy show that she happens to do, I guess. So,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm putting together. I do all the commercials for Hard Rock's Comedy Night each week. So I got to find an 11-second clip of the comedian that is friendly enough, but maybe not so friendly, but still 11 seconds.
That's got to be hard.
Very hard, especially for you.
11 seconds? I mean, I'm not a child-friendly show. I'll tell you that much. I'm an adult show.
Well, clearly, you're
I'm
not
an
a
adult
child.
Show. You probably should have just had me record myself when I was walking around Target with my mom yesterday. That would have been enough for you.
Yeah, that probably definitely would have been, maybe would have been a little bit cleaner than some of the stand-up that I've seen from you. So.
But it's just my mom swearing at me, so maybe not. You know, I think you're caught between a rock and a hard place, and the hard place has some swear words in it. I'll tell you that much.
I think I watched about 40 minutes worth of video before I decided that, you know what, I'm probably not going to be able to find a clip that we can throw into this commercial. So I just said, hey, it's Jessie Mae Peluso. You may know her from MTV's Girl Code. And what else was that? Weeds Day. See her this Wednesday
night. Yeah, that's what you got to Google, Girl Code clips. That's you got to Google. There's plenty of those.
Is there?
I could have sent you those. Yeah, we could have sent you a whole bunch of them.
What are those like?
I'll send you those. You know what we will do? I have an idea.
I'll just
send you an 11-second clip from Crossroads, and then we'll just let it play as it does.
Coming this Wednesday night. Britney Spears from Crossroads.
Oh, baby, I'm pretty funny. Why don't you come see me perform, baby? Telling jokes on stage, yeah. Really want to make you laugh all night, yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
You know what? That's going to be the whole interview. I'm going to say, welcome, Jessie Mae Peluso, and I'm going to play that clip of you singing right there. I'm going to say, hey, go see her tonight at the Hard Rock, and that'll be the end of the interview. That'll be it. That'll be everything.
I can't breathe. That was a pretty good Britney Spears impression.
That was pretty damn good. It's probably better than Britney actually sounds as well. So
I'm impressing myself.
You are pretty good. You see, you're finding out something new about yourself each and every day.
I really am. I'm just living my truth. I'm at a crossroads, if you will.
All right, so we probably should have hooked up on that first phone call. It maybe would have been a little bit better.
Listen, if you got any better than this, then you deserve a freaking Grammy Emmy. You deserve one of those GOATs of all awards ever awarded to anybody ever. Because this interview has got to be one of the top.
This is
I
got to put the whole thing on YouTube. I can't air the whole thing on. My boss just left, so I can talk freely without worrying about him stepping into the studio going, who the fuck are you talking to right now?
Tell him I'm here talking to a goddamn star, a celebrity. Okay? Tell him to have some respect, to go wash his dockers, and to stop wearing sandals with socks.
No, he's like completely opposite. Big buff meathead dude. Goes,
oh, hot. Is he single? Has he got a beard? Does he smell like Earth?
Eh, kind of. A little bit. I don't know. He's kind of like, I'm trying to think of a good. Ever seen the Hulk without much muscle?
I feel like you just described my ex-boyfriend. So, yeah, I think I shared a bed with him for 2 years.
He's like the Hulk
very
who
well.
Used to have muscle but doesn't have. No, I'm just.
Does he have mommy issues and won't talk to his father because of jealousy?
Something like that.
Okay, yeah. Then I know.
Now
I know who that is.
See, the problem with this interview now is we've been talking for going on 19 and a half minutes. I can only
You said three, and I knew. I'm like, no, he doesn't know what's going to happen. I already know. We're just going to gab. You're going to have so much to edit. I'm going to be the whole hour.
Well, sometimes I'm lucky to get about 2.5 to 3 minutes out of somebody. So this has been a success. But
that
now
also sounds like my ex-boyfriend. That also, you keep talking about my ex-boyfriend, and I'm starting to get suspicious. Oh, we're at a crossroads.
I actually know him. He's a pretty decent guy. You just weren't kind to him.
I wasn't. I was a terrible, terrible person to every single one of my ex-boyfriends. That's why I'm single. From now on. Just waiting for John Hamm, really. That's the truth.
Absolutely.
That's what's happening.
See, but when you're single, your jokes probably get a whole lot better, I would assume, right? Because you don't have to worry about hurting
anybody's
feelings.
You have a different perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Were you
on the other side of it, and you're like, oh, okay, you were horrible. I'm going to write all about you.
Well, then you have to, were you ever the type, when you were going out with somebody, to maybe throw a joke out because you're like, if he hears this, I'm fucking dead meat.
No.
Oh, good.
Absolutely not. Life
good.
Is too short. Are you kidding me? No way. Put it all out there. Put it on the chopping block. See, the key with that is you have to put yourself on the chopping block first, and then everything else is gravy, baby. Everything else is up for grabs. Chop yourself up, and then you chop other people up with it. Make a nice human emotional chop salad and serve it up to people in chunks of entertainment to heal their strife. That's what I do for a living.
See, I don't even have to answer. I don't even have to ask the question of what your comedy show is like right there, because you just answered that 100%. That's the answer I'm
using.
That's
it.
I'm going to say,
just right there.
Chop people up.
Yeah.
That's
emotional
it.
Chunk chop salad.
Well, you've just inspired me to become a stand-up comedian. You need an opener.
Do
for
it. Get out there. Live your truth. Speak your truth and live it.
I do got
that's what stand-up comedy is.
I got a couple good jokes about ducks walking into pharmacies and all that. No,
I have no desire to hear those whatsoever. Absolutely not. Just no way.
No, they're gone.
Let me ask you a question.
God awful.
These jokes that you have, do you sit and stare at your Britney Spears poster and tell her the jokes at night before you go to bed? I feel like you do.
No, because she doesn't look at me because the posters don't have eyes anymore or mouths. But
oh, God.
That's about it. If she would look
you
at
me. You
know
what's so funny that you say that? Is I had a poster of John Stamos above my bed growing up that I literally kissed so much I wore a hole in his mouth.
John Stamos.
I swear to God.
Oh, he's a good-looking dude. I can't really knock that. But Aunt Becky was where it was good.
In paper form, at least. He tasted pretty good.
I was like I said, I was always a bit an Aunt Becky kind of guy. So if I would have had a poster of Aunt Becky, shit would have went down.
Aunt Becky
was hot.
God, it just doesn't even sound sexy. Hey, guys, you want to meet my Aunt Becky? She comes in. She's like, hi, I'm Aunt Becky. I'm really good with my hands. I'm really good with wood and saws and cutlery.
My friends loved Aunt Becky. She was the cool aunt.
She's hot. Lori Loughlin? Yeah, she better back up off my man.
Yeah, exactly.
John Stamos is my old man. John Hamm is the new man.
See, Stamos still looks better than he did back when he was on Full House, though. So I don't know
how. Of course he does. He's a man. How great is that? You guys get older and you're distinguished. We get older as women and we turn into witches.
Something like that. Yeah, that's pretty dead on.
Yeah. You guys burn us at the stake because you think we're going to, you know, eat children's souls, which I do for breakfast. They're organic and really good for your skin, but still.
Organic and good for your skin.
It's organic.
Well, this has been entirely way too much fun, and I really don't want it to end. But I figure I should at least put a closer on the interview. That way I have some sort of starting ground on this.
Listen, you never know when a closer is going to come in life, so you're just going to have to improvise. You're literally going to have to improvise. I think the closer is going to be you going to jail because you fucked your Britney Spears poster.
By the time I get done editing this interview, it's going to be like past your show tomorrow night. It'll be like Friday
so
morning
sorry.
By the time I get to being done.
I know.
But, man, it's too much fun.
That was fun. A lot of fun, man. You're a pro.
So what other issues you got in your life do you want to talk about?
Oh, God. I mean, how long do you have?
I got a little bit. I don't have to be home till 5:30, so I'm good to go.
I really, you know, not too many, you know. I'm pretty blessed. I just I've got a little flatulence I'm trying to cope with, but I figure it's a fun party. You know, it's like a party gag. You know, like the guy who comes out with a guitar and plays like a couple licks of Zeppelin. I come out and I'm like, and everyone laughs, so it's fine. Well, I'm not even trying to get rid of it.
Sitting in your house having your own little fart party, drinking your wine right now.
Fart party.
Let's
oh my God, fart party. Why isn't anybody doing fart parties?
Who wants to come?
I just do all of Stairway to Heaven from my asshole.
how are you still single? I don't understand this.
I'm picky.
You sound like the perfect
I'm
woman.
I'm picky. And I'm not trying to rush into anything. I know what I want. And the moment I see signs of narcissism, of any sort of like mental issues or any of that, I'm like, bye. I just did that with somebody. I was hanging out with a guy. He showed me a little bit of glimpse of who he really was after, you know, people initially have that like glow, you know, they polish themselves off
of
and
course,
they show you
yes.
what they want you to see. And then, you know, it's like you start to wipe the window and look inside the car and you see how scary it is. And I saw a little bit of that and I was like, nope, bye. See ya. No gracias, sir. Not trying to date an arsehole. So I'll see you later.
And you just
I'm
going
to save myself for John Hamm.
And you just seen that in a general public sort of setting. It didn't have to be in the bedroom. Usually that's when the stuff comes out. It's like, oh, you're that type of person? Oh, never mind. I'm going to finish this up,
yeah.
But then we're done.
And it's too late, right? You're in the bedroom and you figure that out. It's like, ah. When you get to see it just from an emotional level, you get to save it. You don't have to go through the whole awkward, you know, bedroom conversation. I was like, we don't gel. I was like, we don't gel. And he's like, well, it's a real shame. I think we should hang out. I was like, no, we're good. You go your way. I'll go my way. I was like Fleetwood Mac. You can go your own way and just let me like do what I need to do.
You're
little
like,
mom music for you right there. You can tell I've been hanging out with my mom because I just referenced Fleetwood Mac.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Fleetwood Mac.
I love Fleetwood Mac. Oh, Lindsey Buckingham is a very talented guitarist.
Absolutely. I love Fleetwood. Fleetwood and Styx. Nothing wrong with some Styx either.
Perfect.
Those are my jam. I get made
and
fun
Britney
of.
And Britney Spears. What
Britney.
An eclectic taste you have.
And Britney Spears, absolutely. Hey, I never said nothing about the music. Never did. But I would still go to a concert. Just saying.
How much would our hearts break if John Hamm and Britney Spears got together?
It probably wouldn't really last long, so she hasn't really had much success. Especially him. He'd get so fucking sick of her after like 2 weeks, he'd be like, all right, I got it. He seems like a lot more classy, I guess you could say. A lot more classy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that classy dick. What? Oh, shit. Get some of that John Hamm sandwich. You're going to have to edit this so much. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you can say classy dick on the radio. It's all good.
Right? I mean, come on. The FCC isn't going to mind classy dick. It could be a band from the Lilith Fair. Nobody knows.
Absolutely. That's why we have podcasts these days. You can say whatever you want on a podcast.
Say whatever you want. Guys, we're giving away 4 tickets to see Classy Dick at Lilith Fair 2018. First caller to call in with the name of their cock and balls is going to win a set of tickets.
Is that still a thing?
People still name your cock and balls.
People still name their dicks?
I mean, I don't know. Why does anybody name the taint? The taint has a tougher job. Nobody cares about it. It's underneath everything. Doesn't get any sunlight.
That's true. Start naming our taint. Start naming
taint. I'm going to start painting taints for people just on the side of the highway. A little taint paint set up.
Put up a tent and says, hey, I'll paint your taint.
Taint painter. Taint paint.
What would you name yours?
Route 66. You know, because it's like a highway between, you know, never mind. If you guys don't know what it is, I mean, if this even makes it, well, how great is America?
Something tells me this ain't making it.
Me too. But you know what? You know what you should do when you have time is you should make a B-side to this interview.
Absolutely. Well, see, the thing is, I can post pretty much the damn whole thing if I want to online, but I don't know if I'm going to. I don't know if I want to know.
Oh, it's so good. I think you should make it. You should consider it. Is all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know if I want all of my listeners to know that I love Britney Spears so much. So,
they're gonna know.
Or that
I've seen everybody at the show.
Or that I've seen Crossroads. See, I want to come off like the normal person, and you to come off like the crazy one.
Nope,
selective editing. No, I'm just.
You know what? I'm recording this whole thing right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Good. So now we each have a 30-minute copy of our conversation.
Send it to Britney.
I want to send you this whole conversation.
No, you have to. I would love it.
You know how big
I would love it. You know what I can do is I can put it on my podcast.
There you go. That would take care of a whole episode for you.
It would. It's amazing.
You'd be like,
I'm serious.
I had this guy. I'll send it to you. I don't know if
send it to me and then send me
a whole file.
Send me all your
big
credits so I can tell people where to listen to you and shit.
Absolutely. Listen to some rock station out of Sioux City, Iowa when you're bored and you want to listen to the same 10 songs over and over.
I got peeps out there.
You do. You got peeps now.
Yeah. I better. God damn it.
When you come to Sioux City, you're going to get the hookup. Have you ever been to this part of the country?
Yeah, I actually drove through it a couple weeks ago. I did cross-country drive from L.A. to New York. I drove right through it.
Yes, exactly. You drove through it. You didn't stop.
Yep.
You didn't stop.
And I'm going to be chilling up in it tomorrow.
You didn't
living
visit
my truth.
All of our fabulous come and goes. You came and went.
Dry hump in a corn stalk.
That's really all we got here. Bunch of corn.
You know what?
We got corn and a hard rock.
Sometimes simplicity is just all you need.
It is true.
People
get excited for, I don't know, going out to a shithole bar on a Thursday night. It's exciting.
No, you just got
to
keep it simple.
That's why we don't know what to do with the hard rock. The hard rock's a little classy for us.
I can't wait to go. I think I'm going to have a blast.
Have you heard how ticket sales are doing? Are they doing all right?
I haven't asked, actually. I've been busy at home with my family, so I haven't even asked. My sister just had a baby, so
nice.
That's where I'm at right now. Yeah, she's out there whipping the tit out, and
hell
I'm
in
her bathroom going through all her makeup while we're interviewing.
Doing the old natural thing, huh? Salute to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's all natural. It's all about, you know,
a lot of chicks
sometimes
don't do
she
that
hook
shit
herself
no more
up to a pump machine. You ever
awesome
see those things?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty crazy.
They're like, it's terrifying. It's like seeing your sister as a cow. She's just hooked up to this machine like Frankenstein. She's like, come back, I'm back here, come on in. And I was like, oh, my God, are you dying? Why are you draining yourself? What's happening? Are you leaking from everywhere? Why is the machine so... I was like, are you guys a dairy farmer? Are you a dairy farmer? What happened last night?
I just find it interesting that humans can make milk.
That's it's so
fucking
cool.
That's weird, but yes, very cool at the same time. Seems like a lot
of work,
though.
I find it infuriating that humans can't make tequila. like out of our body.
That would be awesome. There's a lot of things that I would like to see humans make, like.
Yeah, like one milk tit, one tequila tit. Is that too much to ask? I'll paint a taint for that.
I'll paint your taint for that. That's a joke for you. Right there, one milk tit, one tequila tit, paint your taint for
right.
It.
There we go. Write that, I got a joke out of it.
Write that down before you forget it.
I am. For real.
Well, it was an awesome time talking to you. I don't want the conversation to end because really this is kind of the best conversation I've had today because I work.
We got to Seinfeld it. We got to Seinfeld it.
We probably should.
I
don't get these interesting conversations with the other people I work with. So.
No, you got to totally Seinfeld it. You got to go when it's hot. You got to walk away when people still want it.
Exactly. You walk away.
Don't forget to send me the whole interview now.
Hold on. I don't know. Can I send a file this big through the internet?
Yeah, Dropbox.
Oh, yeah, you got a Dropbox. I think I got a Dropbox thing.
Yeah, even if you put it on yours, I can grab it. Or, that's how you do it. You just upload it to yours, and then you just allow me to get it. I can give you my email, because I think you have to do an email to get it.
Okay, yeah.
And I can snatch it from there.
Hit me up with the email.
You ready?
Yeah.
JESSIMAE. It's just my name, Jesse May.
Okay.
At mac.com, MAC.
At mac.com? What kind of website is that?
It's Apple's first email that they had, and I've had it since I got a laptop like 6 years ago.
I was going to say, since you were, what, 16?
Oh, no, I didn't have shit then. I just had, you know, early onset herpes.
Like I said, how are you still single?
I am so single with toast.
Oh, very single.
So much toast.
The toast is all I need. I just cover myself in toast every night and we sleep
together.
Oh,
God, there's just toast everywhere. Yeah, but send that to me. It's great. It's
all
so
right,
fun.
Well, I will, I'll probably have to shorten this down quite a bit for the air, but the internet version,
of course.
I will make quite a bit longer and we'll throw it
up
there. And well, I don't even know what's going to come out of this interview. I'm going to be like.
Well, it's like life. Elliot wants to say hi. Say hi, Elliot. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
He shook his head. No, it's my nephew. He's like 16 months. He just walked away from you.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, I love kids.
Yeah, I told him he liked Britney Spears, and he just turned around and he left.
And
kind of embarrassing for everybody.
Now he's throwing up everywhere.
Now he's just vomiting.
No, little kid, don't. Come back. I'm a nice guy. I promise.
Are you going to shut the door?
He's had enough of this.
Yeah, he can't handle it.
That's awesome. Well, are you still out in New York or something? Or?
Yeah, I'm in Syracuse with my family.
Syracuse to Sioux City in one day? How are you going to do it? That's going to be a long flight.
Magic.
You're going to get
on? I'm going to ride John Hamm's dick all the way. It goes direct wherever you need it to.
Fly in on John Hamm's dick straight to the Anthem stage.
Yeah. Oh, the old JHD Air. John Hamm Dick Air. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Well, I will do my best to get on out to your show tomorrow night. And
please, yeah.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I will try my best. It is a Wednesday night, damn it. But
I know it's a tough one, but you know, if you make it, make sure you introduce yourself to me so I know who you are.
Absolutely, I will do that. I will get this edited down and then I will send it we should probably do a closer to this thing. Hold on. That way I have you actually on the phone while we're doing this. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
Jesse May Peluso, she's going to be at the Hard Rock coming up tonight, 8 p.m. inside Anthem. You can get your tickets now. Get them there at the Rock Shop. You can get them online, hardrockcasinosiouxcity.com. Do not miss this show. It's going to be hilarious. Jesse May, I got free tickets. Nothing better than free.
Free. Everyone loves free stuff.
So here's what we're going to do. Caller 8 right now, 255-3098, and I will set you up with a free pair of tickets to go check out Jesse May Peluso tonight, once again at the Hard Rock for Comedy Night. Thanks for taking some time. It was great chatting with you.
It was great chatting with you. I'm going to let Britney Spears' security know who you are.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to take you up on that offer.
Okay, I'll send you some toast.